All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. The beautiful, beautiful daf ahead of us today. We are picking up on daf memzayin. Well, today's daf is memzayin. We're picking up on mem vav amud beis 46b, and we are picking up the last two lines. Amar belazer. Chatos sheshachta l'shem chulin. We'll say if you have a chatos that you shechted l'shem chulin for the sake of chulin, k'sheira. The carbon is kasher. Mishum chulin, but if you shecht it literally mishum chulin because of chulin, psula. The carbon is possible. Now, what's this distinction? Look at Rashi. This is actually quite fascinating. Second to last line of Rashi. L'shem chulin, she'odeh she'chatos. So we'll say this is a case of a person. I know the carbon I have to bring is a chatos, but yet again, despite that, v'shachat l'shem chulin. So we'll say, I'm shechting a carbon, and I know it's a chatos, but when I shecht it, I have in mind to shecht it l'shem chulin. Such a carbon is kasher. Could darmino shein chulin mechalin kasher. We'll say, and that goes back to yesterday's Gemara. That's what we see in yesterday's Gemara. That if you shecht a carbon, and you know for sure it's a carbon, but you shecht it l'shem chulin, that does not in any way erode the sanctity of the carbon. Now, however, again, on the flip side, the mishum chulin, they both say mishum chulin means as follows. Look at Rashi. Kesavar shehim chulin psula. Both say, if I shecht the carbon and I made a mistake, I thought the carbon that I'm shechting is chulin. In that case, the carbon is pasul. Well, so hear the distinction. In case number one, I know the carbon I am shechting is a chatos. I know it's a chatos. But I have in mind to shecht the shem chulin. That's what don't ask why. That's what I'm doing. Right? I know it's a chatos, but I have in mind to shecht the shem chulin. That's kosher. If, however, again, I made a mistake, and I forgot that this animal is a carbon chatos, and instead I am shechting it because I think it's a chulin animal, then I will say that's possible. Now, why is that? Rashi says, "Dahainu misasik bedvarim achirim ve'inu asak b'kachim." Because I will say, in that case over here, that's called misasik. I will say misasik means when you're engaging in an action for a dramatically different intention. In other words, you have absolutely no intention for the real purpose at hand, but misasik means you are involved in this with a totally ulterior motive. So what's this? You hear the distinction? If I know it's a chatos, but I'm just for whatever reason shechting it l'shem chulin, that's kasher. If it's a chatos, but I just made a mistake, I forgot that this is a chatos, totally forgot it's a chatos, and I'm shechting it l'shem chulin, misasik, I'm actively involved in something other than shechting it for a chatos. Under those circumstances, the carbon is pasul. We'll say to which the Gemara says, "Kedibay min Yishmael Ravuna, Eshmol says Ravuna, Tap of Nem Zayin, Minayin the Misasek Bekachim Shu Pasul." How do I know that Halacha Lemaisa? If someone is Misasek Bekachim, look at Tap Rashi Mem Zayin, Misasek Bekachim, Shochet Kachim Velo Bekavana, Elakim Misasek Bedvar Machirim. Because I am shechting kachim, shalo bekavana. Shalo bekavana means, again, I have absolutely no intention for kachim. But instead, again, I have intention for something else. The something else in this case is chulin, for example. How do I know that ultimately, again, the carbon is pasul? Shenamar, v'shachat es ben abakar lifnei Hashem. The pasuk says, you shall shecht the ben abakar, you shall shecht the carbon lifnei Hashem. Ad shetehe shchita l'shem ben bakar. We'll say, amazingly enough, the shchita has to be l'shem ben bakar, has to be for the sake of a carbon. Now again, to be clear, what this means is as follows. That when you shecht the animal, you have to have in mind that this is for a carbon. Now, as we just saw before, if you had in mind that it's for a carbon, but you had in mind that you're going to do it l'shem chulin, as long as you know that the animal that you are shechting is a carbon, you're good to go. The moment you forget that the animal itself is a carbon, that's called misasik. You're actively involved in something else, and the carbon is not good. So says the Gemara, Amarle Zibi Adinu. So I know this limud already, meaning we've already learned this before. Li akev me'abos. How do I know that it's me'akev? How do I know that halacha lemaisa, if I don't have in mind that I'm shechting for a carbon, that how do I know that it's me'akev, that the carbon is not good? Amarle lirtzonchem tizbechuhu, lida'atchem zivichu. Because we'll say the pasuk says, "L'ratzonchem tizbechu," according to your ratzon, with your will, you shall shecht it. L'daitchem tizavichu. It means that you must shecht it with das. So we'll say, "Halacha l'maisa." Again, in order for a carbon to be kosher, the carbon has to be shechted l'shem for with the understanding that you are shechting a carbon. If you forget that you are shechting a carbon, that is called misasik. That is called actively being involved in something else. And halacha l'maisa, you are not yotzi. And Abbas says, I'll just tell you, this in fact is halacha l'maisa. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Psuli Hamukdashin, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Hashochet es hakodshin v'lo niskavin l'shchita. But say, someone shechts a carbon, and they don't have in mind during the time of the shchita that they're shechting a carbon, that's misasik. We'll say that it's called misasik, hare ilu psulin, achis kavin l'shchita. Ultimately, again, the shchita is puzzle until you have in mind ultimately to do it for a carbon. Now that being said, we'll say, watch this. Chata sheshacht l'shem zevach acher. We'll say, if when you're shechting a chatas, you have in mind to shecht it for a different carbon. Kigon sheshacht l'shem ola, like you had in mind for an ola. Ola shem asham, ola shem shalom psula, kimo sheve arnu. Avalim shacht l'shem chulin, harizu kshir avala also l'baylam. We'll say, listen to this. So we come out with a very interesting mixture. Number one, halacha l'maisa, when you shecht a carbon, you have to have in mind just for general kavana, for general basic karbanos. I'm shechting l'shem karban. If you don't have in mind l'shem karban, but you have in mind l'shem something else, right? Then what? Then ultimately, again, the karban is pasul. That being said, Abba saying, as long as you have basic kavana that you're shechting a karban, shechting a karban, then if you had in mind for a different karban other than the intended one, that's problematic, as we saw. But if you say to yourself, you know what, I'm shechting a carbon, but I want this carbon to be l'shem chulin, which I will say is a strange type of das, because it seems to be contradictory, that does not impact the carbon. The carbon will still be kosher. It will not satisfy your carbonic obligation, but the carbon will still be kosher. So we'll say, what emerges from this sugya is a very important idea about kavana. I will say, this comes up all the time. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, mitzos tzrichos kavana. Which means we paskin that halacha l'maisa, when you do a mitzvah, in order to discharge your obligation, requires kavana. We'll say the big shaila is, what's the definition of kavana? So the way we paskin in general is that what we call situational kavana is enough. In other words, as long as you have basic generic kavana that you have in mind to perform a mitzvah, and your circumstances are such that it's clear that your intention is to perform the mitzvah, that's enough. That obviously not ideal. We want more kavana, but that's enough. Where do I get into a problem? With misasek. We'll say the issue with misasek is when it's clear from my circumstances that I'm involved in a different type of behavior, that's when things become a bit more complicated. So, for example, if I'm going ahead and, you know, I'm going ahead and practicing my knife throwing, right? And it happens to be that I'm so good that when I did my knife throwing, I shechted an animal. So we'll say, so that's where this problem, let's say again it was a carbonic animal, that's where it's problematic. Because again, there's nothing clear for my circumstances that I had in mind for kavana. As long as I have situational kavana, I'm good. But the moment that I'm this asek, that it's clear that I'm actively really involved in something else, just the byproduct of my something else was a different type of circumstance, then there's no kavana in that. So halacha l'maisa, the Gemara says as follows, that when it comes to karbanos avosai, I just have to have in mind that I'm shechting a karban. That's the basic kavana I have to have. Even if I say I'm shechting the karban l'shem chulin, amazingly enough, I will say, what's the status of the karban? It's still good. Why? Because I had in mind that I'm shechting karban. Where does the problem come up? If I have in mind that I'm shechting my own animal because I want to make a barbecue, and then it turns out that was a carbonic animal, then what? Then that's not good, because then there's no basic carbonic kavana. So I will say that's not local mice in the sugi there. So the mark goes right there. Shirim machshava holeches ela achara oved, because remember again, the Mishnah ended off by saying that the machshava only follows after the oved, only follows after the one doing the avodah. So remember again, this was our Mishnah over here that we just saw on the days, said that halacha l'maisa, when you shech the karban, l'chatchila, a person should have these six forms of kavana. Now afterwards, remember again, Rabbi Yossi said, it's okay, even if he didn't have these kavanas, it's okay, because it's a t'nai beizdin. Right? Beizdin legislates it as if what? As if I did have that kavana. That's enough. So Rabbi Yossi ends off by saying, she'ina machshava holeches ela achar ha'oved. So Rabbi Yossi ends off by saying, because everyone knows that the kavana goes after the person doing the avoda, which sounds like the Kohen, that everything goes after the kavanos of the Kohen. Says the Gemara, Masnisin de lo ki aitana. Our Mishnah does not reflect the view of the following Tana, Disanya, Amar Belazar Rabbi Yossi. So we'll say, so remember, our Mishnah is saying that whose kavanas impact the effectiveness of the karban? It's only the Kohen, right? The one doing the avoda. The kavanas of the bailim, of the owner, really makes no difference in the karban. Once it's handed over to the Kohen, his machshavas are what dictate the effectiveness of the karban. So watch this. So the Gemara says now over here, our Mishnah clearly does not reflect the view of the following time. This Sanya, Am Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Shamati, Shabailim Mefaglin. So also Rabbi Elazar said the name of Rabbi Yossi, I heard that the owners can make the carbon pigle as well. How could the owner make the carbon pigle? Amar Rava, my time is Rabbi Elazar. We'll say, how ultimately, again, what is Rabbi Elazar's logic? We'll say, take a look at Rashi. Rashi says over here, So the Gemara says, what's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? What's the reason of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, who says that even the owners can make the carbon pigle? Do amakra, vehikriv hamakriv. Because Rabbi Yossi, the Pasuk says, literally, vehikriv, he will offer up the makriv, the one offering it. Rashi says over here, vehikriv hamakriv, karbano beparshas nesachim, ksiv, vehikriv hamakriv, karbano lashem alma, makriv karbano karile. Makriv karbano karile. Hilchach havilu bichlal hamakriv lo yichashis. We'll listen to this. Remember, this pasuk is here. We'll say, last week's parasha, this is by the Nesiim, by the karbanos of the Nesiim. So when the Torah refers to the karbanos of the Nesiim, it uses the lashon of vehikriv hamakriv karbano lahashem. Ultimately, again, the makriv will go ahead and bring, no, I'm sorry, this is not by the Nesiim. This is not by the Nesim, this is later on. So the Hikriv HaMakriv. So we'll say, amazingly enough, what it's saying over here is, it's calling the owner the Makriv. It's calling the owner the Makriv. Telling me that the owner is considered to be like the one who offers up the Karban. Which then tells me what? Which then tells me that if the owner has erroneous mindset, pigal mindset by the Karban, he could negatively impact the karban as well. The Asubi Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. So we'll say, so now again, we see something dramatically amazing over here, we'll say, which is as follows, that according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, the owner has the ability to affect pigul in the karban through his machshavas. That if the owner has a machshavas pigul, that could literally make the karban into, that could make the karban pigul. So the Gemara now says, Abaye says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Kulu Svir Luhu, Zeh Mechashev, Vezeh Oved, Havya Machshava. We'll say all of the opinions are of the same school of thought, namely, that Halacha Lameisa, Zeh Mechashev, if the owner has his Machshava, Vezeh Oved, even though again the Kohen is doing the Avoda, Havya Machshava. Ultimately, the owner has the ability to render the carbon unfit through his machshavas. I will say, now this is a dramatic shita, not in accordance with our Mishnah. According to our Mishnah, I will say, who has the ability to make the carbon pigle, or invalidate the carbon in general, is the Kohen. Only the one doing the avoda has the ability to go ahead and make the carbon pigle. Now what happens, the Gemara is saying, now it says the Gemara, that halacha lemaisa, according to these opinions, even the owner has the ability to make the carbon pigle. So the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, we just said. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Hada Amar, so also Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, he learns it out from the phrase of vehikriv hamakriv. Vehikriv hamakriv. That ultimately, again, the fact that we call the makriv, the owner bringing the carbon, we call him vehikriv, tells me that he has the status of the one bringing the carbon. Therefore, his machshava could go and make the carbon pigle as well. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, where do we see Rabbi Eliezer? He says, Disnan, Hashochet la'ovid kochavim shritasok shira. Also listen to this. If one shechts a karban on behalf of an ovid kochavim, on behalf of an akum, the shrita is good. They're both saying, now this we know already. Halach lamais, an akum could bring a karban. Right? A guy, a Gentile could bring a karban. Obviously he can't actively bring it, but he could send the karban to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen could offer it up on his behalf. So, and it's kosher. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, such a karban is possible. The boss said, now why does he say it's possible? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Eliezer posel, Hasam mefarich behedja, shestam machshavas avodas kocha, shestam machshavas ovid kochavim, la avodas kochavim. Va'af agav delo ihu shachet la posel. Boss, listen to this. Rabbi Eliezer says that an ovid kochavim in general has in mind for what? Has in mind for his avodah zarah. Therefore, if the Ovid Kochavim gives the Kohen a carbon to offer up, we have to assume that what? He really has in mind for what? For his avodah zarah. And therefore, again, the carbon is possible. So we'll say, what do you see from here? What do you see from here? You see that halacha lemaisa, that the machshava of the owner has the ability to invalidate the carbon itself. So we'll say, so first of all, this is just interesting in general, because the Rishonim ask on Rabbi Eliezer, if that's the case, then how does an Akum ever bring a carbon? I will say, we know that halacha lemaisa, an Akum has the ability to bring a carbon. We know that. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's easy that it's an impossibility. So we shall discuss how it could come up. So again, this is the second opinion who holds that the machshava of the owner has the ability to invalidate the carbon. Next, Reb Shimon Elazar, we'll say, what's Reb Shimon Elazar's position? This nan, Klal Amar Reb Shimon Elazar. We'll say, this is actually very interesting. This is by Hilchos Shabbos. Kol she'in kasher lahatzniyah, ve'in matzniyin kamor. We'll say, now listen to this. In general, the halacha is as follows. In order to be chayif for otzah, in order to be chayif for carrying something, let's say from one domain to another, or dalet amas and shesarabim, so we'll say you have to carry something that is significant. If it's not significant, then one is not chayiv ultimately for carrying it. So therefore again, kol shein kasher latznia, something that's not normally stored, ve'in matznin kamo, and people do not store things like this, you would not normally go ahead and be chayiv for hotza, right? So Rashi gives the example of blood. Right, of blood, right? Or something that's aser bana. People don't normally store it, and therefore if you were to carry it, you would not be chayiv on Shabbos. Now watch this. Huchshar lazev itznio. We'll say, let's say Reuven has an item. We'll call it Object A. Let's say Object A is insignificant. No one stores it. No one stores it. Except Reuven. Reuven now decides he wants to be a collector of Object A. He decides to store it. V'etznio, he hides it away, meaning he stores it away. Ubo achar v'etzio. We'll say, now what happens? Shimon comes along, and Shimon now takes Object A, and he carries it dalet am. He carries it from Shesayach to Shesarabim. We'll say, what's the halacha? Nischayiv zeh, b'machshava shel zeh. Ultimately, I will say, Shimon is chayiv for hotza. Why? Why? Because I will say, Reuven's machshava vested the object with significance. The fact that Reuven went ahead and stored it away said that object A is chashiv. Reuven's machshava endowed it with significance. And therefore, Shimon is chayiv for carrying a significant item ultimately on Shabbos. We'll say, what do you see from here? You see from here that the machshavas of the owner ultimately go ahead and vest an object with significance. The machshavas of an owner make a difference. So we'll say, now we have three examples of this idea of where the machshava of an owner can vest an item with significance. You have Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Yossi, ultimately who holds v'hikriv ha-makriv, that even if the owner has a machshavas pigol, and the kohen does not, that can make the carbon pigol. We saw Rabbi Shimon Elazar, right? Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that what? Rabbi Eliezer holds that what? That you can't bring the carbon from an akum, because stam akum has machshava for avodah zarah. And lastly, Rabbi Shimon Elazar holds that what? That if Reuven holds that an item is significant, and Shimon carries it out, that Shimon will be chayiv for hotza, even though Shimon holds that this is not a significant item. To which the Gemara says as follows: Tarvayu is lohu de Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi. So we'll say ultimately again, both of them hold. So the other two opinions, both of Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi, hashta b'chotz amrina b'fnim mibay. So we'll say they will say as follows: that halacha lemaisa b'chutz. Right, Bachutz, we'll say, is the case of Avodah Zarah in Shabbos. If this concept that the owner's das is significant by things like bachutz, which I will say first of all, the zar and Shabbos, certainly bifnim, certainly when it comes to karbanos, so the machshavas of the owner will be significant. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, less lo tarayor. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi might not hold to the other two. Why? Dilma bifnim hu da'aminan bachutz la'aminan. Because also maybe this concept that the machshava of the owner is only significant, is significant, is only a din I will say by karbanos. Maybe it doesn't apply in other circumstances. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Islaid Rabbi Eliezer, so also Rabbi Shimon Elazar will hold the Rabbi Elazar. Why? Hashta b'Shabbos Aminan ba'avodas kochav mibayi. Because if you're going to go hold of this idea that the machshava of the owner is significant by Shabbos, then what? Certainly, again, it will work by Akum, work by avodas kochavim. So the Gemara says Rabbi Elazar, Leslie Rabbi Shimon Elazar, but Rabbi Elazar does not say hold Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Why so? Dilma ba'avodas kochavim mudarminan came ifnim. Maybe it only applies by an akum, because it will say avodah zara. This sounds strange, but resembles actual avodah. Aval Shabbos melechas machshavas asra Torah. But by Shabbos, you know, melechas machshavas a constructive malacha, and therefore again, maybe he doesn't subscribe to this view. So we'll say the point over here is even though all three of these opinions, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and Rabbi Eliezer all hold of the same idea, they may not agree with one another. In other words, each of them are holding that the machshava, the kavana of an owner, is significant vis-a-vis an item. They're saying it in three different contexts. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi is saying it in the context of karbanos. Rabbi Eliezer is saying it in the context of an akum, and Rabbi Shimon Elazar is saying it in the context of Shabbos. Now we are grouping them all together to form a cohort of rabbinic opinions who hold that halacha lemaisa, the machshava of the owner, impacts the object. All the Gemara is just pointing out is that what? They may not actually agree with one another. Now we'll say, now for our purposes, it's interesting, but it doesn't matter halacha lemaisa, because we do not paskin this way. We do not paskin. So remember again, let's loop this back. For our discussions, for our purposes, why is this important? Because I will say, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, sorry, I keep saying that, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that an owner has the ability to make the carbon pigle. We'll say we do not paskin that way. We do not subscribe to that shita. We hold the only person who can make the carbon pigle, so Rabbi Yossi is the Kohen himself who is doing the avoda. The owner... Now again, I take that back. The owner can make the carbon pigle. If what? If it's the owner who's doing the shechita. So if the owner is doing the shechita, then he can have machshava's pigle. He can make. But again, if we're just assuming about the machshava of the owner, assuming that he is doing no part of the avoda, under those circumstances, he does not have the ability to go ahead and make the carbon pigle. So we'll say hadrun alach b'shamay mazel tov. I meant to actually WhatsApp this out. We are about to start something very exciting. We are about to start the parak of Ezehu Makoman. Now this is very exciting. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi, we say this every single morning. Yes, we do. We say this, right? That was a declarative statement. We say this every single morning. Yeah, I just want to make something clear. It wasn't the pshat that like they printed the siddur and they said, oh no, there are four empty pages, right? What could we put in here as some filler? Let's put in Ezehu Makoman. Rabbi Yossi, we're going to now this. No, on a serious note, the reason why this is going to be, we'll learn obviously Hilchos Karbanos, but also have an opportunity to enhance our tefillah experience as well. So let's begin this mishnah, and then we'll speak it out a little bit on the outside as well. Se'ezu mekaman shel zvachim. So we'll say, so actually, the mishnah starts out with a very simple idea. He says as follows. Okay, we'll come. Se'ezu mekaman shel zvachim. We'll say, now we're talking over here about the actual placement. In other words, where does the sacrificial service actually take place in the Beis HaMikdash? Literally, what is the makom of Zvachim? What is the makom, we'll say, where sacrificial service takes place in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, it depends. Kodshei Kadoshim, so we'll say, ultimately, again, Kodshei Kadoshim, we'll say, we've talked about this before, and we'll get into this more. Kodshei Kadoshim means karbanos of the highest sanctity. So Rashi says, Kulan Bichlal, Chatos, Ashamos, Ola, Shalmi, Tzibor. So we'll distinguish between the various categories. But again, just to understand what's in the category of Kodshei Kadoshim, Chatas, Asham, Ola. So we'll see what happens with them. Shechitas and Tzavon, they are shechted. in the northern part of the Beis HaMikdash. Par v'sar shem kippurim. Both say, so the par and the sar of Yom Kippur. These are the Yom Kippur offerings. The par and the sar of Yom Kippur. Shchitasa b'tzafon. They too are shechted in the north. B'kibul daman b'kli sharis b'tzafon. And their blood is also received in a kli sharis. Also remember again, kli sharis is a temple utensil in the north as well. V'damun ton hazaya abein habadim v'ala paroches. Now this is by Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, what do we do with the blood applications? There's a number of blood applications. The blood has to be sprinkled bein abadim. The Rebbe says bein abadim refers between the poles of the aron. This refers to the fact that on Yom Kippur there is a sacrificial sprinkling that takes place inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, inside the Holy of Holies. So it has to be done between the poles of the aron. Va'ala paroches, on the cover. On the curtain, right? This dividing between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Va'al Mizbach HaZav. And there is also a blood sprinkling that takes place on the golden altar, which we'll say is what? Is the Mizbeach HaKitores, the incense altar, which is inside the base, inside the Kodesh. Matan Achas Me'akeves. The Bible says actually another very important halacha, which is, if you miss one of the blood applications, it is Ma'akev. It is not. Listen, we already saw this a few days ago about the 43, 44, or 48 blood applications. The machlok is how many blood applications there are. But one thing is clear, which is no matter how many you hold there are, what has to happen? All of them are required to be done. And if you miss any one of them, it potentially invalidates the avoda. Shiyari hadam, hayeshofech al yisod ma'aravi shomiz be'ach hachisam. Both say if you have leftover blood, and the leftover blood is spilled ultimately again on the western base of the outer Mizbeach. So this is the outer Mizbeach, the large Mizbeach used for animal sacrifice. As we will discuss, along the western side of that Mizbeach, there was what's called the Yisod. The Yisod ultimately is a base. It was a protrusion from the base, but there was also a drain there. You would pour the leftover blood there, and it would drain. This is as opposed to which drain? The drain in the Azara, the drain in the courtyard, which again, there was also blood that was spilled out over there, but that not sacrificial blood. What we call Shirayim, which is the leftover of sacrificial blood, that's poured down the drain by the western drain of the Mizbeach. The Mo Nasan Lo Ikev. But I will say, if you did not pour out the Shirayim by the western drain, it's not the makif. So we'll say this is actually very, so by the way, which makes sense, because if we've been operating with one principle throughout our entire time of Kabbalah, so we'll say it's what? It's that the ikar is the hazal, so the sprinkling. Once the sprinkling is done, you're good. Now the difference by Yom Kippur is there are many sprinklings, 43, 44, 48, depending on the machlokes, right? There are many sprinklings. And those sprinklings, those hazos, are ma'akiv. If you miss any one of those sprinklings, then what? Then your carbon is compromised. The beauty, however, is that what? That once the sprinklings are done, you're good. See, even though when it comes to Yom Kippur, you take the leftover blood, the shirayim, and you pour them down, the yisod ma'aravi shomizbeach hachitzon, the western base of the outer Mizbeach, that's what the avodah is supposed to be. If for some reason you didn't do that, we'll say it can mean you forgot, the blood spilled, right? The coin tripped and the blood spilled all over the place. Halacha l'maaseh, that's not ma'akev. Good. So that's Yom Kippur. Next. Parim hanisrafim usirim hanisrafim. Suppose if you deal with Rashi, what is this? So parim are cows or bulls that are burnt, or seir, Rashi says. But say first of the widest lines of Rashi, and the line par manasrafim. But say this refers to par he'alam. But say this refers ultimately again par he'alam davim in atzibor, which again we are experts on from our hurriest days, right? Par he'alam davim in atzibor, which means what? The Sanhedrin delivered an erroneous ruling. What happens? People acted on that ruling for something that would normally be chayiv, misa, chayiv kares. So what happens when they realize their mistake? They bring the par halam dov min atzibor. Or, Rashi says, par kohen mashiach. Well, say, so the par kohen mashiach pretty much is the same thing as the par halam dov min atzibor, just what? Instead of the Sanhedrin delivering the ruling, it was the kohen gadol. So I'll say, so what happens? Now these karbanos, she'in ne'acholim, the kohen. We'll say, now remember, this par halam dov min atzibor and par kohen mashiach, they are not eaten. They're not consumed. Elon is strafen chutz liyushayim kedichsev, bohu al shefach hadeshin yisarif, v'al sinan b'seder yoma shuchos yushayim. Now we will see, so the parim ha'nisrafim, the cows, the two cow offerings, the two bull offerings, which is the parim davar min atzibor, and the par kohen mashiach, they are not eaten. Instead, they're shechted, blood applications, and in fact, what we will see is they are actually burned outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's Parman HaNisrafim, or Si'irim HaNisrafim, Rashi says, second to last line of the Daf, Si'irim HaNisrafim, Rashi, Si'iri Avodas Kochavim, Shehuk Shulapar Halam, Davar Lachol Divrei Imperik Beis Meshav. So I'll say, so the Parman HaNisrafim are the Parim that are brought for communal Avodah Zarah. Excuse me, the serum that are brought. The goats that are brought for communal Avodah Zarah. So we'll say back to the Mishnah. Next category. Parim HaNisrafim. So we'll say, remember again, what are the two cows? Let's review. Let's chazer. What are the two cows? Number one, Par He'alam Davar Shal Tzibor. And number two, Par Koin Mashiach. These two Parim, or Seirim HaNisrafim. We'll say, which serum are we talking about? The communal offerings for, I should say, the serum for communal Avodah Zarah. Shechitas Mitzafon. They're shechted in the north of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kibul Damon, the Kli Sharetz B'Tzafon. And their blood is received also in a Kli in the northern part of the Beis HaMikdash. V'da'um ta'un hazaya ala parochas ha'mizbach hazav. Therefore, you have to sprinkle their blood on the parochas, on the curtain of the Kodesh, curtain between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and on the golden altar, on the Mizbeach HaKitores, Amud Beis, Matona achos mehen me'akeves. So we'll say ultimately again, if you forget any of the blood applications, it is ma'ake. So we'll say again, in general we see that, if you forget any of the azos, any of the blood applications, it is ma'ake, the carbon will not be good. Shiyari hadam, hayashofech ayisod ma'aravi, shemiz be'achachitzon. We'll say any leftover blood from the parim, or from the seirim, is poured out where? You pour it out, a yisod ma'aravi shomizbeach achitzon. We'll say you pour it out by the western base, the western drain of the outer mizbeach, the large animal mizbeach. Ve'im lo nasan, but if you did not pour out the remnants of the sacrificial blood by the base of the mizbeach, lo ikev. It's okay. You can't miss a blood application, you can't miss a hazah, but if you for some reason don't pour out the leftover blood by the base, it's okay, the carbon is good. Elu v'yana v'asena, what's unique about these kabanos? Elu v'elu, v'asena, which means again, the parim, which means the par helam davar shal tzibor, the par koin mashiach, and the si'irim, which means the si'irim of avodah zarah, nisrafin abes hadeshen. V'asena, as we will discuss, what is unique about these karbanos is they are not burnt in the Beis HaMikdash itself, but rather again, after the shechita is done and the blood applications are done, they are burned in a place outside of the Beis HaMikdash, what we call the Beis HaDeshen, the place where the ash is taken to as well. Look at Rashi just a moment. They are burnt in the place where the ash is taken from the Mizbeach. So we'll say, this is just Gzeres HaKosef. This is just, again, it's a pasuk that tells us that for whatever the reason, these karbanos are not burnt inside the Beis HaMikdash, rather after the blood applications, they are burnt outside of the Beis HaMikdash, a place where we call the Beis HaDeshen, where the ash is taken. Good. Says the Gemara. V'nisni nami kibol daman b'kli shartzo. I'm going to say, this is really fascinating. So I don't understand. Why don't we also say, by kodshi kadoshim. So by kodshi kadoshim, if you notice again, so the Mishnah just said, shechitasa mitzafon. By kodshi kadoshim, they're shechted in the north. Why doesn't it also say that what? Kibol daman b'kli shartzo mitzafon. Why doesn't it also say that their blood is received in a klisharis in the north as well? Why does it just say that the shechita is in the north, but doesn't say anything about receiving their blood in a klisharis in the north? To which the Gemara says is amazing. Kevan de'ika asha metzora de'kibol damo biyadu shairi. So ultimately, again, because there's an exception, there is a kachek hashem, which Shabosa is the asham of the metzora, where the kohen does not receive the blood in a kli, but instead he receives the blood in his hand. Therefore, again, it doesn't mention kibul daman b'kli sharis b'tzafon. So what the Gemara seems to be saying over here is as follows, that there is a case of kodshei kadoshim where the blood is not received in a kli in the north. Instead, the blood is received in the hand of the Kohen. What's the case of a carbon where the blood is not received in a utensil but is received in his hand? It appears that it is the Asham Mitzora. The Mitzora's Asham offering. The person has Aras, his Asham offering. So because of that, the Mishnah doesn't want to make a declarative statement that every single time you have a Kachi Kadashim, Shchitasam Mitzafon, Kibul Dam Klisharis Mitzafon, when in fact that's not always the case. So the Gemara says, Velo, is that true? That the blood of the Asham of the Mitzora, right? The blood of the Asham Mitzora is not received in a Kli? Vahaka Tanila. Now come on, also we learned later on. Asham Nazir, the Asham Mitzora. They will say the Asham of a Nazir and the Asham of a Mitzora. Shchitas Mitzafon. They will say they are shechted in the north of the Beis Hamikdash. V'kibul daman v'kli shareis mitzafon. We'll say it says explicitly that what? That you receive their blood in a kli shareis, in a temple utensil, in the north of the Beis Hamikdash. We'll say, so what are you talking about? It's explicit that the blood of the Asham Mitzora is received in a kli shareis, is received in a service utensil in the north of the Beis Hamikdash. We'll say, so watch this. Me kara savar, kibul damo biyadu. Shairi, v'chivan delo sagile ela b'kli, hadar tanye. So we'll say, so watch this. So apparently there was a little bit of Tanaic confusion. In the beginning, the Tana thought that for the Asham Mitzora, the Kohen does not receive the blood in a Kli. Rather, he receives the blood in his hand. Therefore, again, our Mishnah chose to leave it out. Therefore, our Mishnah just said that what? That Kodshek Adashim Shchitasan B'Tzafon, but didn't what? Didn't say the kibul daman b'kli sharis b'tzafon. Why? Because there's the case of Asham Mitzora, which is kachek hadashim, which the blood is not received in a kli sharis in the north. So because, again, that was the exception, we didn't want to state a rule when there's an exception to the rule. But yet what? But yet later on, the Tana said, no, incorrect. We do receive the blood of the Asher Mitzora, even in a Klisharis in Tzavon. Tadar Tanya Disanya Velakach. So we'll say, listen to this. So later on, the Tana realized that, no, it's incorrect. We do receive the blood of the Asher Mitzora in a Klisharis in the north of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore again they stated it. We'll say, watch this. Disanya. And we'll say, so the obvious Shaila is, why the confusion? Right. First of all, let's say I could see that your carbonic antenna went up because Lemaisa, what a strange idea. Whoever heard of this? The Kohen receives blood with his hands. In other words, let's say we've always assumed that Kabbalah, which is one of the primary blood avodos, is always done bikli. Where have we ever heard that the Kohen is receiving blood with his hand? Watch this, Bosa. This is amazing. This is really amazing. This Sanya. The Lakach, Bosa, the Pasuk says, now again, Bosa, this is by the Mitzora. The Pasuk says, let me just read you the Pasuk as follows. The Lakach HaKohen Midama Asham, the Kohen will take off the blood of the Asham, the Nasan HaKohen of Tunuch Ozan HaMetahera Yimanis, Va'al bohen yadoa yimanis, va'al bohen raglamis. So we'll say this pasuk is talking about the Kohen's blood applications to the earlobe, the thumb, and the toe of the Mitzora. So we'll say, so now watch this. The pasuk says, v'lokach, he shall take it, yochol b'kli. So I'm going to thought the Kohen takes the blood with the kli. Tamar lomar v'nasan. Therefore, we'll say the same. There are two verbs in this pasuk. V'lakach and v'nasan. He shall take it and he shall place it. Manasina ba'atzmo shokoin. Both say, just as the nasina, right? The placing of the blood on the mitzora is done with what Rabbi say? Is done with the Kohen's hand. Is done biyad. Manasina ba'atzmo shokoin. Aflikicha ba'atzmo shokoin. So to Rabbi say, just like the placement of the blood is done with the actual hand of the Kohen, so to the lekicha, the taking of the blood, is also done with the hand of the Kohen. Yachal Aflam is Beachking. I might have thought that means that the blood that is to be applied on the Mizbeach should also be received by the hand of the Kohen. Is that true? Also meaning, so, Bosei, now what you seem to be telling me is, just as the Kohen places the blood on the Mitzora with his hand, so too he receives the blood with his hand as well. So I might have thought that applies to the blood, not only the blood that's applied to the Mitzora, but the blood that's also placed on the Mizbeach. Talmud Lomar, Ki Kachatos Ha'asham. Bosei, therefore the Pasuk says, that the Asham of the Mitzora should be like the Chatos. Ma Chatos to Unikli. just like the chatos, the blood has to be received in a kli. Ak asham ta'un kli, so to asham also requires a kli. So we'll say, so what's going on over here? So does the kohen receive the blood in his hand, or does he receive it in the kli? And the answer is yes. Ata omer, here we go. Asham mitzora, we'll say, this is so exciting. Asham mitzora, shnei kohanim mekablin es damo. We'll say, watch this, amazing. Turns out that the asham mitzora requires the involvement of two kohanim. Echad biyad, the echad bikli. They both say, this is amazing. There are two acts of Kabbalah when it comes to the blood of the Asham Mitzorah. Two Kohanim involved. One Kohen does Kabbalah biyad, he receives the blood with his hand, and the other Kohen receives the blood in a Kli Sharis. Watch this. Zeshe kiblo bikli balo etzom mizbeach. So the Kohen ultimately, again, who receives the blood in a Kli, the Kohen who receives the blood in a service utensil in a Kli Sharis. So we'll say, what does he do with that blood? He takes that to the Mizbeach. That's the Mizbeach blood. Mizbeach blood, Rabbosai, which is Avoda blood, always requires a Kli Sharis. So the Kohen is going to do the Avoda with the blood of the Asher Mitzorah. He receives it in the Kli, and then he takes that Kli, it does Dazos, does the sprinkling on the Mizbeach, and watch this. Zesha b'kiblo b'kli bala itzom Mizbeach. V'zesha kiblo b'yad bala itzom Mitzorah. And the one ultimately, again, Rabbosai, what? Who receives it in his hands? That's the Kohen who takes that blood and does the blood applications on the Mitzorah. So we'll say, so it turns out amazingly enough that Asher Mitzorah actually has two blood applications done by two Kohanim. One Kabbalah done biyad, one Kabbalah done bikli. The Kabbalah done bikli ultimately again is used for the azos, the sprinkling on the Mizbeach. The Kabbalah done biyad is done for the applications ultimately again to the Mitzorah himself. Now we'll say, now looping back, now we understand, ultimately, again, why it's not included in the Mishnah. So remember, again, the Gemara's question on the Mishnah is, the Mishnah says, Eizu mekom shel zvachim, what's the placement of the shechita of kachshei kadoshim? Shechitas mitzafon, the shechted in the north. The Gemara asks, why doesn't it say, v'kibul daman v'kli sharis mitzafon? Also say, you received the blood in a kli sharis in the north as well. To which the Gemara wanted to suggest, you can, because Asher Mitzorah is part of Kachshei Kadoshim, but yet again, you don't have Kabbalah B'Kli Shard Tzavon. Gemara says, is that true? So Rabbah says, what comes out is, it is true, but it's not true. Meaning, there is Kabbalah B'Kli B'Tzavon as well. But what? There is also Kabbalah B'Yad. So because there's also this Kabbalah B'Yad, so the Mishnah doesn't include the general statement of Shechitasim B'Tzavon. Gemara says, the Mishnah Shechitasim B'Tzavon, but what? Doesn't say the kibul dama mikli sharis itself. And we'll say, so that explains this. So we'll say, so I'll just say something very interesting, just about Ezu Makoman. So the, just so you know, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, in Simen Nun, brings down the Seder of Rav Amram Gon, Shekavo Lomar Perek Ezu Makoman Achar Parshas Koman. So we'll say, remember again, so Rav Amram Gon, so this is back to the times of the Geonim already, that they instituted the practice of saying Ezu Makoman, this Perek of Zvachim, as part of our daily davening. Why? Kedei Sheyilmat Kol Adam Mikra U'Mishnah. So we'll say ultimately the goal is, there's a twofold goal. The goal is number one, that in the morning we have immediate Talmud Torah, Mikra, Chumash, as well as Mishnah. The boss said that there's a simultaneous goal of what? Reciting Karbanos. Why is there a simultaneous goal of reciting Karbanos? On the Shama Parim Svasenu. If we can't yet bring Karbanos, when we read the Psukim of the Karbanos, it's as if we have the opportunity to offer them. So two simultaneous objectives going on over here. I want to learn Chumash and Mishnah in the morning, but I also want to recite Kabbalah. So we'll say the amazing part is we accomplish both objectives together. How so? When we recite the sections of the Karbanos, which again, what do you have to recite in the morning? At least the Parsha of the Kiyor, the Parsha of the Tamid, the Parsha Sakitores. When you say those things, number one, I'm getting Karbanos, but what? But what? I'm also getting Chumash. Rav Amram Gon said, okay, let's also recite the Perek of Ezuhu Mekoman. This year, Rabbosai, what else am I getting? But remember, as we're going to see, Ezuhu Mekoman has all of the Karbanos. I'm also going to get all of the Karbanos, and what? And Mishnayos. So Rabbosai, but listen to this. The Ateres Zekinim, in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, writes as follows. He says, but why Ezuhu Mekoman? There are other Prakim. Why Ezuhu Mekoman? This is so beautiful. Lefi she'ein b'chol osa perek machlokes. Rabbosai, you're going to see something dramatically amazing in these Mishnayos, which is, there's no machlokas. There's no machlokes in these Mishnayos. As you saw again, no, this one said this, this one said that. There's no machlokes. So we'll say there's a third objective. So what do we get out of Ezu Makoman? I get out of Ezu Makoman, number one, I get karbanos. Number two, what else do I get? Mishnah. And number three, I learn how to start my day right. How do I start my day right, Rabbi Osai? No machlokes. No machlokes. That a Jew strives for one sin, it's not always attainable, as we all know. It's not always attainable, but at least as an aspiration, at least as a goal, to try to live a life that's devoid of machlokes, or better stated, truth is nobody can live a life devoid of machlokes. At least if I could try to avoid machlokes to the best of my ability. I start with a parak of Mishnayis, the one parak of Mishnayis that doesn't have machlokes, with the hope that ultimately, again, I could set the tone for the avoidance of machlokes throughout my day. All right, so we'll stop over here.